Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with Apostle Gloria Porter, which you will be hearing from her shortly. My name is Sister Diane, and at this present time, I will begin prayer. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Thanking you, Lord Father, for this brand new day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. But Heavenly Father, you allow us to wake up one more time, Lord Father. Father, to give you honor, to give you praise, Lord Father. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of. Heavenly Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness of all sin. And those that we are praying for, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord Father. Thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you, O God, for hearing prayers and answering prayers, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord Father, for those upon this prayer list, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to touch and agree with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you for your will being done. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Chucky right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch his body. From the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father, you know what he's in need of, Lord Father, and we thank you for touching him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor George, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for what you have done for him, Lord Father, and we ask that you continue, O God, to touch and heal his body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deacon Michael, Lord Father, asking you to touch his body as well, Lord, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, as we continue to speak healing, Lord Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your healing, Lord. We thank you for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ozania right now, Lord Father. We don't know his status, Lord Father, for he was in the hospital for heart condition, Lord Father. Father, we trust in, Lord Father, that you're seeing about him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as he is away from family, Lord Father. Touch him right now. Strengthen his mother, Vanille, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let her call upon you and know, Lord Father, that you are the healer and you are the comforter right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Maddie right now, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, to intervene on her behalf, Lord. You know what she's in need of, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just moving for her, Lord Father. Let her continue, Lord Father, to trust and call on your name, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you're a merciful and loving God right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Phyllis right now, Lord Father. We ask that you continue to touch her and regulate her equilibrium right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord Father, for touching, Lord Father, your people, Lord. Father, touch those right now, Lord Father, that are overwhelmed right now with this COVID, Lord Father, that are overwhelmed, Lord Father, with the crisis that is going on, Lord Father. Touch them, Lord. Father, give them peace in their heart and call upon you, Lord Father, and ask, Lord Father, for you to keep them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord Father, for this inauguration that is going on today, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to cover, Lord Father, the President, Lord Father, Biden, Lord Father, and Vice President Kamala right now, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch the military forces right now that is guarding them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch their minds, strengthen them right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, thanking you, Lord Father, how we continue to touch others, Lord Father, in many nations, Lord. So we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father, and we render it null and void. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Touch hearts and touch minds, Lord. Break up the stony heart. Unstop the deaf ear, Lord Father, that they may hear, Lord Father, your word as it coming forth today, Lord Father. Whether it's to correct, Lord Father, whether it's to put us in the ark of safety, Lord Father. Father, instructions. Father, whatever, we thanking you for your word coming forth today, Lord Father, for guidance, Lord Father. Father, I ask, Lord Father, that you decrease my apostle and bishop right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. Use them in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Press that one button, Lord Father, and ask, Lord Father, how, Lord, that we can do it for them, lead them to Christ, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Diane. Thank you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God is good, isn't it? Did you hear your name in prayer? If not, well, now, you didn't call in at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. You need to give us a call, and someone will answer so that we can get your name on the prayer roll, all right? Amen. And we thank God for you and you being with us today. Now call a friend. Call somebody today. I know everybody's looking at the inauguration and the befores and everything. But listen, take time to think about Jesus, because Jesus is at the helm of it all. All right? Amen. He is the only one at the helm of it all. My God, my God. Maybe that's our problems, isn't it? We just gave more leeway to what's going on in the world than we do about Jesus and his world.
Come on now.
Amen. All right. Praise God. I'm not on a soap opera today, but I may get on there before long. Praise God. But anyway, let me give you a little word right here. So glad to be with you. Love you all, every one of you. And I'm sending greetings from us to you today. Trust your day is pleasant, that you have good weather. Praise God, whatever kind of weather is good for you, that is good. Amen, and you endure it, all right?
Amen.
All right, just a quick word. The tidal waves of tyranny always begin as tiny ripples of indifference. A tidal waves of tyranny always begin as tiny ripples of indifference. Do you get that? I trust that you do today. Amen. Because whatever happens, it starts small, don't it? Amen. Everything starts small. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It starts as a tiny ripple, doesn't it? Everything starts tiny, small, unnoticeable, doesn't it, in this world? We thank God for Bishop Porter today. We thank God for Sister Diane, the prayer warrior. We thank for God. We thank God for our little girl. Praise God. Amen. She's nothing but a little girl. That's our little girl. We don't have no girls, so that's our little girl, little big girl. Praise the Lord. We thank God for her. We thank God for you on the other end. We're going to call you our friends today. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Now, you may not want to be, but you are friends today. And our loved ones, sisters and brothers also, okay? So we have lots of sisters and brothers, isn't that right? Amen. I know you may not think you do, but you do. Amen. God is so good. And, you know, oh, my God. What is today? Is the day that, what Wednesday is this? This is the third Wednesday? Am I supposed to preach? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just trying to figure out. You know, so much going on, and, you know, in the news and everywhere, and people sick. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, then, if I'm mistaken, well, what we going to do is get a answer there and see if I got the right thing. Because I had so many people around me. Huh? Okay. I have been so many people around me sick till I'm getting sick in the head, ain't I? My God. Hallelujah. I kind of, yeah. But I'm going to go with what I have, and I was going to go to, Bishop kept telling me, no, what you doing? And I was just, you know, sitting here thinking about the events of today and what's going on, you know, and all. It's occupying a lot of our attention, isn't it? All this is occupied. Do you think about this now? I'll give you something to think about. If you want to call in and with an answer, we'll take it. If you don't, we keep on going with what we got here. All right. Do you think that's a distraction? The devil put a distraction there for us so that we won't pay no much attention to God? Now, we can't get in your churches and all. So you're not paying the attention to God as you were paying. You didn't pay much when you was in the church. But the fact is you ain't paying none now. Because, well, I ain't got to go to church, so I don't have to pray. And I ain't got no scripture to read. And we don't have no songs, you know. We can't be singing with the choir. So, you know, that's a distraction, isn't it? Isn't that a distraction? Okay, so now, do you think it's geared for that at this time? All of this is geared for that, to take our minds off of God. And this is exactly what we've done. Amen. I'm guilty this morning because, hallelujah, Bishop say, what you doing? And I was, you know, I was looking at y'all president leaving. Okay, I was just looking. I said, I wanted to see him as he leaves to make sure he getting on the plane going, you know, like I could do something. But anyway, praise the Lord. He said, you better stop looking at that stuff and get you a word. I said, who, me? I said, me? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, but ain't we got, no, no. Well, y'all had to make me believe that, because I ain't know, I don't remember. Because it had interest me, you know, really interest me. Is it really going? You don't believe nothing until you see it happening. Okay? Because, you know, these people are full of tricks. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's all right. I got there. I got there. But I had to laugh. Now, yes. Praise God, you know, I have books and books that I write in, my thoughts, and, you know, God give me some scriptures and some to go with them and everything. I write them down, and I got books and books and books and books of stuff. So I said, well, let me look and see if there's something that jump out at me, you know, like that, that it jump out at you. You know, it got to jump out at me. Okay, other than that, I'll put Diane, put it on Diane, put it on Pastor Sharon, put it on Bishop Porter. I'll just hand it over to somebody, you know. Amen. And then if I see Pastor Boland, I'd put him on him, put it on him too. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't have to do it, but if something do jump out now, and listen, it fits today. All I can say is it fits today. And we going to bring it, well, up to date. All right? This is where we going to bring it. All right, let's start. Isaiah 51, we may jump around a little bit, too. All right, we just going to let God have his way. All right, now if you want to call in and say something, then okay, you go right ahead. All right, we leave it open for you. All right, and that's the thing about the gospel. You don't have to be afraid of nobody stealing anything. It's written here for everybody.
Amen.
You see? You ain't stealing nothing from me. We all just on the same page. That's all. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm not intimidated by anybody, because I know what God gave me, and you ought to know what God gave you. Amen. And that's the way it is. Hallelujah. Plainly speaking. All right, Isaiah 51. Is that what I said? Okay. I'm starting at the 21st verse. All right. Here we go. 21st verse. Therefore, hear now then this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. We got a lot of drunk people. And they ain't took a taste of wine, did they? Thus, in other words, why do they say drunken like that? Because most people, when they get drunk, they act unseemly, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They all out of order. They just says, mouth is nasty, and the actions is nasty, and everything nasty, isn't it? See, when they get drunk, you know. So let's think about it there. Think about it. Not with wine. What are you with? The devil. That's just an answer. Thus saith the Lord. No, thus saith thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God, that pleaded the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling. Hello, praise God, I don't have to go no further, but I'm going further. Hear what he said? I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. Did you hear what I'm saying? Just use one phrase here today. I let every one of you preach this today. No more. No more. Did you hear what he said? No more. He said he did what? I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling. You know that which made everybody tremble? I ain't never, and Bishop be asking this question every day. Why are they so afraid? Why are they so afraid? Why are they so afraid of this person? Huh? Well, he's the devil. If it's the devil, you got a reason to be afraid, right? Because he going to do you damage some kind of way. He got something on you, and he's going to do you damage. But God says that even the dregs of the cup of my fury is going forth because men have forgotten God. Huh? You've gone a sinning more than you were in the beginning. And so you have forgotten all the words that he's spoken years past to you about sin. You've forgotten it. America have forgotten it. You have allowed the enemy to drag up all a whole lot of mess that should have been buried long time ago. See? And didn't I tell you in the first place about, listen, don't follow and pick up and buy the stuff that people drag up out of the bottom of the sea where God has buried umpteen years ago. If he buried it, that means it ought to stay buried, don't you think? Why you want to pick it up talking about ancient this and have it ancient that? You don't want them relics in your house. You don't want them relics in your possession because you take on what those relics have. You take on their sins, what got them down in the bottom of the ocean in the first place. So now you dragging it up. Now he got to make another deep ocean for you. Okay?
For you.
Even the dregs of the cup of my fury, thou shalt no more drink it again. Now listen now, that you learn some sense. God done freed you. You say, but we ain't free yet. Hear what they say they gonna do. It don't matter what somebody say to do. You started off in trembling because you were afraid. That's what you started out, trembling. Let them do anything they want because, they gonna hurt my children. Well, then don't forget they got children too. And somebody can hurt their children just like they try to hurt your children. See, tit for tat. God don't play. Do you hear what I'm saying? Every little ripple, it starts us as a ripple and it end up being a great big sea. Because of what? Huh? You thinking it's only going to stay a ripple forever. But let me tell you, God got all this, people. See? Now you stand on the word and say, no more devil, not today, no more. And you've got to mean it. You don't just say it and don't mean it. You say, well, devil, I hope you don't do it no more. I hope nothing, devil, you ain't doing it no more because I got the power. Because God said unto me that he gave me power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt me. And right now I'm decreeing and declaring that you cannot hurt me because I belong to God. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, I am free today no more. You don't hear me. No more, devil. And when I looked at the page that I had written on so many years ago, I said, oh, my God, this is just perfect. Let me tell you. Let's just read a little bit more what Isaiah said in the 23rd verse. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflicted thee. Hello. He just reversed that thing and turned it back on you. Hello, somebody. No more. Do you see when he say no more? He means no more. no more. Now, you may not believe it. Now, something wrong with you if you can't believe what he say when he say, I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down that we may go over. We can walk on you. We can walk on you. Huh? You got to do what I said. That's what the devil telling everybody. That's what he was telling everybody. I run this show. They telling you, you and you that believe in the devil, that believe, well, now you got to believe he is real. But you believe him so fully that he is more powerful than God. How is the devil going to be powerful than the one that made him?
Come on,
preach. Huh? That can't happen. No kind of way. Anywhere you turn it, look at it, run it, and see it, and anything else you want to do to it, it cannot be possible. That is an impossibility. No more. Tell him no more. Keep telling him no more. Now, if he didn't seem to listen, he got a hard to hear it, tell him a little loud, no more, devil. Get that deep voice. And tell him no more. Because I'm under the blood right now. You know, you've got to talk to the devil just like what he is. It don't matter. He going to try everything in his books. He got a lot of books, and he's got a wheelbarrow pushing it around full of books where he can turn out the next thing he want to put on you. You see? But what does the Bible say? Bow down that we may go over. You want to go over me, walk on me, do me any kind of way. He said, and thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Now, I ain't lying down for you. I ain't your rug.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You see, the devil want you to lay down and let him walk over you.
Come on now.
Oh, but he's a liar today, ain't he? Come on, you need to tell him right now, devil, you are a liar. And the truth ain't in you, the father of it, as the Bible said, that you are the father of lies. In other words, he invented the lies. And every lie fits every person so that they can believe it.
Preach, Apostle, preach.
Original, just for you. I ain't going to believe it, but you will believe it.
Come on.
So the devil had it made just for you, that one lie. See what I'm saying? That lie to turn you around, to distract you. And you know, I took the liberty writing a few things. I'm going to show you what the devil do for you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what you do. Oh, my God, my God, my God. But you got the power to resurrect. You have resurrection power. You have reviving power. But let me tell you, when God gave you that resurrection power, that reviving power, let me tell you, it's so many, and they all start with aura. That renewing power, do you hear what I'm saying? He gives that to you, that restoring power. You, does that sound like you don't have anything that you ought to tremble before the devil? Does that sound like it? You have been revived, and when you're revived, you was refreshed. Do you hear me? And when you was refreshed, let me tell you, when someone looked upon you, you was renovated. You hear what I'm saying? And when you was renovated, you was rejuvenated. Now you are alive and well because you have come under the heading of reconciliation. Oh, and you have been reconciled by God. No more, devil. No more. Are y'all sorry? I know I'm a little excited today.
Ooh,
praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. My God. Ain't nothing the devil can do for you except you give him permission.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Have your way.
Recover all. Did you hear? Mm. God has given you all these arrows to let you know that you're resurrected, to let you know when you say revive us again, revive me again, God, make it more personal. Revive me so I can see right, so I can focus clearly on you and not on what the devil called himself got to do. I know he got some power because you gave him a certain power, but his power is limited. Our power is unlimited. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't get it today. Amen. Now, I know I'm not supposed to glory in these things, but when you got a devil loose in the land and spreading his venom all over the world, trying to turn us into some third world country and all of this, then you know when they gone. Empty the jug out. Pour out all that old whiskey.
Yes.
I told them, I'd say if I could just tell them, I said, I'd get me a steamer and go in there and steam Air Force One and steam everything, even the ground. Steam the ground. You know? Why? Because when I'm renewed now, God has restored me now. And when I was reading the scripture, and when he said about, you don't have to be afraid no more. You do not have to be afraid anymore because I just cleaned it up for you. I poured out all the dregs in the coffee pot. Everything is refreshed. Everything is renewed. Huh? You just renovated your house, the house of God. You just did it. Now you are compatible now. You can unite now with somebody else. Do you see how many people allowed? Now, you are blessed because you didn't allow it to touch you. You say, I will not build my house on no sand. I'm not building my house on no sand because I know this here, what I see now, is nothing but sand, and it got to come down. Oh, my God, my God. Can you say amen, somebody? Let me tell you, ain't nothing but hallelujah and glory be to God. Because let me tell you, the enemy thinks that he got it made all the time. I can do anything I want to do, but not so. Because God will bring them drags up and toss them out into nothingness. All the way into nothingness. Don't you allow them. Don't you allow anybody to bring you down, to make you the dregs of life. Don't let nobody do that. Hold your head up. He said, be lifted up, O you gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. Do you hear me today? Hallelujah. If I never say anything another again, I tell you right now, I am happy with God that God renewed my strength. I am happy today that God restored me. Hallelujah. And now I can feel youthful again. When you get rejuvenated, that's a suggestion that, you know, you've been restored and of your youth. You're youthful again. You feel like fighting a little harder. You feel like standing a little longer. Ooh, my God, you feel like preaching some more. Oh, my God, my God, my God, what a God we serve today. I can't thank him enough. I just glorify him because he brought me through the struggles. He brought us through, praise God. It looked like it was darkness going to be all around, but I'm reminded of something Elder Bowler said, but there's a crack, a light crack in the darkness. You can still see. He's still showing forth his glory. Ooh, my glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. I can't do nothing but talk about Jesus today because, you know, we have struggled. America has been struggling. We still have them struggling to go to victory, to our complete victory. But when God said that you're going to recover all you're going to recover, it's all going to come back. I don't know when or how, but there's going to be a new way to do because he built a highway. Way to heaven, and that highway is a new way. It ain't built like what it used to be. It can crumble and fall at a breath, just blow on it and it'll fall. But this highway will not fall, but it will stand tall and it will go complete up to glory. Oh, hallelujah! Glory to God today. My Lord, my Lord. Let me tell you, we just go through the struggle. Don't stay in struggle, but go through it. Oh, Lord, heaven. Just say, I go through to God. You know that song about going through to God? I just go through to God. Because in my God, there's no pricks up in there. There's no, what's to call them, little rubber plants?
Oh,
them little rubber plants with the little stickers on them. You can't think of the name right. But I don't have these in my God. Let me tell you, my roses' stems have been smooth. Because the beautiful roses have thorns. But guess what? The thorns is for a reason. So when you go through the rose garden, you struggle. Struggle to miss every thorn that's present. And just do what? Inhale the beautiful scent of the roses. You go through the struggle, see? You don't stand in and let them prick you and cut you and everything else. You are trying to make it to victory. The people that are sick is trying to, working on make it to victory and not stay in the struggle and get stuck.
Come on now.
Because thorns stick you, don't they? But when you go through the struggle and you avoid the thorns, therefore you making it to victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, somebody ought to help me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? See, because while I was struggling with what? My daddy's devils. Huh? That's all I was struggling with.
Come on now.
Because those devils was left over from my daddy days. And I was trying to follow in my father's footsteps. But I found out that it ain't the right father.
Come on now.
Footsteps that I should follow. I should follow my heavenly father's footsteps, Jesus' footsteps.
Yes.
Those are the footsteps I follow in because it brings me through the struggles through victory. Hey, hallelujah. No more devil, no more. Oh, hallelujah, somebody, somebody. Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hey,
Shandarabahosha.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. You may look like you poor. But just because you look like you Pope don't mean you Pope. Think about Mr. Walden. Ain't that his name, Mr. that own Walmart? Think about him. He look raggedy every time you see it. He got an old truck. He ain't never bought no brand new. He just always wore old jeans and everything, looked like anybody else. But the man got more money than he could count. Just because he looked like he poor don't mean he was poor, did he?
Come on now.
Now you can get to that point. You say, but how am I going to get to that point? I don't know. You know what you need to do for God. You know what you need to stop doing too. There's two ways here. You know what to stop doing, stop saying, and you know what to do.
Come on now.
Okay. And we get ourselves in a rut. We allow the enemy. The enemy is famous for putting people in a rut.
Yes, he is.
Well, this is just my habit. Well, get out of the habit. Break the habit.
Take off that old man.
Huh? Take it off right now. Huh? Take it off. It is nothing but a ripple. Huh? It's nothing but a small wind that's about to make up and become a hurricane.
Come on.
And it will become a hurricane in your life. Why? Because you did what? You started working the wind. You know how you get them little pumps to pump up the air? You're taking one of them pumps and you just pumping it up, pumping it up, pumping it up. Entertaining these things. So you entertain them. When you look around, you got what? The drags back up here again. You ever looked at the drags of coffee, the bottom of the coffee pot? They're not a pretty sight, is it? Well, now you get what drags is. Something ain't pretty at all. Not nice. Never will be nice. You can't make drags now. You may can find some other reason to use it. Put it in your flower pot and help moisturize the pot or something. But then you still can't see it anymore, can you? It's nothing but what it is. It look dirt, don't it? Come on, it look dirty. That's all. But listen, just let's cleanse it. Repair the stuff. Repair the breaches. Repair it right now. Don't wait another day. Listen, today is the day of the inauguration. Let me tell you, let yourself be inaugurated today. Let yourself be brought into something new. Let's use the word which the incoming administration is using, unity. We've been trying to preach unity for several years, trying to tell you about unity. And I believe if the church would have took the first step of unity, it wouldn't be so much division in the world. Because the church wouldn't stand in unity. Everybody got their own little kingdom that they want to build. Instead of what the word say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not your kingdom, but his kingdom. God's kingdom. Hello. God's kingdom. Ooh, Jesus. Hello, hallelujah. My God, my God. Can you say amen, somebody?
Amen.
Who been renewed today? Who been restored today? Who have reconciled themselves to the situation that they've been in? You've been in some crazy stuff, some crazy people, and you just want to get yourself away from them crazy nuts. Oh, yes, you do. I know I do. Praise the Lord. But you got to reconcile with them and try your best to make amends. Repair the breach. Repair it today. This is a time of refreshing. If you want God to do great things, you're going to have to refresh He not going to do it in no stale nothing.
Nope.
He don't use staleness. Everything is brand new. This is why he told you, be renewed by the renewing of your mind. He didn't say, renew my mind. He said, renewing of your mind. You have something to do. That means, you know, a lot of times we think the Bible says, just God going to do it. God going to renew my mind. No, he told you to renew your mind. Hello. You want to leave it all up to God. He done did what he's going to do. He gave you power over the power of the enemy, didn't he?
Yes.
Now, if he gave you power over the enemy, he told you to renew your mind. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Then you got something to do.
Amen.
Stop trying to put it off on other people. Stop trying to put it off on God. You told God to go down there to the hospital. Well, now you know what you do. He told you. And I have to visit the sick and the jail. Now, I know the pandemic is here and they won't let you in. They won't let you in. Now you got your excuse. Now you got an excuse not to go. Now you want to go. No more, God. No more. I ain't going through this no more, Lord. I'm going where you tell me to go. When I had a chance to go. You should have listened.
It was in my spirit.
It was in my spirit.
And it come back.
Hallelujah.
Come back to
no that. No more. Lord, I'm going to listen from now on.
Come on now.
I'm going to pay attention.
From now on.
Right. Lord, if you open up the churches, I'm going to be there. I'm going to pay attention to your word. Now, when you say that, you're making a covenant with God.
Come on now.
And when you make a covenant, you better keep it or don't make now.
Okay now.
Okay? Because it's going to be woo for you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. God is good. Let me tell you what he say in the 62 Isaiah. What he say? And the fourth verse, he say, thou shall no more be termed forsaken. Neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate.
Thank you, Jesus.
But thou shall be called Hephzibah. Okay, that's a B-A-T-H on the end. Bah, B-A-B-A-H. Okay, C-N-W. And thy land Beulah. For the Lord delight in thee, and thy land shall be married. In other words, you're going to have lots of blessing. You have been restored. You have been replenished, rebuilt, remade. See? He brought you back so that you will be not desolated anymore. Of forsaken people have been looking down on you for years.
Thank you, Jesus.
Saying all kind of bad things about you. Now, if they haven't, something wrong with you. Because everyone that God calls go through some type of struggle.
Amen.
Ain't no such thing as a smooth sailing. Ain't no smooth sailing. See, did Peter have smooth sailing when he walked out on the ocean? He ain't have no smooth sailing. Now, God said he'd be there, didn't he? He said he'd be there, but now he didn't tell you what kind of struggle it was going to be. See, but he promised you he'd be there. I'll be with you always. Didn't he tell you that? I'll be with you always. He be with you always so that you can come to the point, the journey that says no more.
No more.
Huh? when you get to the journey, your destiny will say no more. Taking care of it. What God is telling you now, I'm taking care of it all. Don't fret yourself. Don't allow the enemy to frustrate you.
Come on, frustrate the devil.
You frustrate him. Just praise God like you're out of your mind. Where your neighbors say, hush that noise next over there.
Come on and join me.
You say, well, come on over here and join me. You can come join me. I invite you over. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. They said, what bit you? Something bit you? Yeah, the Holy Ghost. Ah, key cut our boho, Shanta. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, I love myself in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And when I wrote this message, I wrote this, oh, it's been some years and years and years ago. Now, let me tell you, I was going through some struggles, some real struggles, okay? I mean, there was some struggle, too. And when God was telling me these things, you know what it did? It gave me some hope, and I got rejuvenated, and I began to praise God. I rejoiced. See? I rejoiced. Woo! And listen. Because I had become a part of the ministry of reconciliation. When he said to me, no more, what he was going to do to the enemy, and God knows I had plenty of enemies. I got plenty of them now, too. But, you know, they don't bother me like they used to. Cry on God all the time. Let me tell you. I was in church one day. I go to church every day and pray at a certain time. And I was just me by myself walking up and down praying and crying, snotting, crying, you know, my eyes watering, my nose snotting and everything. You know, I got some tissues, okay? And I'm just walking up and down just a crying. I heard this voice, and I looked. I said, well, who else is in the church with me besides me? And the voice said audibly, so I could hear it out, stop your crying. Is there no king in you? You know, you kind of drop the snot in you, and you wipe your eyes, and who is that? Who in here? Who is that? Kind of scared me a little bit, you know. And it repeated it itself. And when I began to recognize there was nobody, because I looked in the back, in the offices, I looked in the bathroom. You know, you look around, see if somebody in there, and you didn't know it.
Come on now.
You know, so I look, and I say, okay, yes, Lord, all right. Yes, Lord. And you get a little nervous, you know, because God was tired of me whining. I'm going to say whining and crying.
Come on, man.
I was just telling him about the enemies and what the enemy, like he didn't know. We underestimate the fact that Jesus know that you crying. He know he do what? He count every tear that falls from our eyes. He told you he know every hair on your head. Huh? He knows about you, what you have, what you don't, what you're going through, and all this. But we got a habit. We want to cry, and whine, and think he don't know. But if you're a child of God, you've been washed in the blood, born again, and all of the good stuff, you have the Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Ghost done told God about you.
Come on now.
You know they got every tear in reserve right now. Got it in a cup. See?
Thank you, Jesus.
And every time somebody make you cry, it's in the cup. Hello? It's all in the cup. Do you hear what I'm saying? Until that time comes, you get to crying too much and whining because you ain't got no business crying. You're supposed to have faith. You say you love God. You've been born again. You've been washed in the blood. You've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And you ain't got no business crying that much and whining that much now. I was doing it every day. From the people to my personal life. Everything was upside down. And he asked me, is there no king in you? In other words, what in the world are you crying for? You don't know me by now. As a songwriter say, oh, you'll never, never know me. Hello. You don't know me. Is there no king in you? I put a king in you. Did you see what he's trying to tell you? I put a king in you. A mighty king, too. A king that knows everything about you. Even know where you're going. That's why he can tell you, you got to go on, travel through the struggle. Go through whatever you got to go through, yes, because Lord, I have made a journey from you called no more.
Yes, Lord.
You're on the journey of no more.
Strength.
No more tears. Listen here, no more enemies. Because he told you to put your enemy under your feet. So you don't have no, hey, enemy, you got to go. Step on it. Hey, it'd be nice if you had big feet. Oh, them, and be a little heavy on top. And put that weight down on and crush him down the way he's supposed to be, all the way down in his hell. His hell down. Not yours. His hell. Just crush him. See? So your enemy ain't going to be no more. You don't have to have an enemy. But because what did we learn? No man is our enemy, but every man is our friend and our teacher. Not friend, teacher. I'm sorry. Teacher. Every man is our teacher. I don't care who it is, the one that just stepped on the plane. He's your teacher. He should have taught you something by now. You had 4 years to get it. Now, if you didn't get it in 4 years or do it in 4 years, what God was putting before you, the fury that he brought before you, listen, let me tell you. Now, there's some more fury coming. We don't know how it's coming.
Come on now.
Huh? There's some more coming because you haven't learned.
Come on now. Tell it to them.
You didn't get that lesson that just left here. That's lesson 101. Lesson 101 just left. Now, brace yourself for lesson 102.
Come on now.
Huh? It's going to be worse.
Tell it, to
them. It does not have to be the same thing. Do you hear me? It don't have to be the same thing exactly. Did you hear what the man say when he stepped off? I'll be back in a different form. Now, that was his words when he left, in a different form. So now the enemy's going to take a different form, right? Come on now. He always do that. He has brand new tricks every time. Stuff you ain't never heard of. You ain't never heard nobody going in there breaking in there. Breaking in the White House. Now, that's nerve. That's a lot of nerve. I guess Dr. Nervine lost all his pills, didn't he? Because them folks took all that man's pills. What happened? They had to redo the White House and everything. We know we're talking about that. We don't want to give too much credence to it because we need to get on back on Jesus because ain't nobody hollering by, I want to be saved. Tell me how to get saved. We ain't heard that. We heard nobody say that, have we? So ain't nobody learned nothing. They're not listening. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what I'm saying? See? They're not doing it. You say, but why you come up with that? How I come up with that? I observe, I look, I listen to people. I listen to how people say. It ain't about what they say. It's the sounds that's coming from what they say.
Yes.
It's the hidden man that's talking while they're talking.
Come on now. Come on.
Do you get the picture? You don't know that, do you? Well, now you know. I just told you. Because you don't listen. You don't listen for the sound. When you can hear, you listen for the sound. Who got the Holy Ghost? Who has really got the Holy Ghost? And who ain't got it? There is a sound. Remember now, there was a sound from heaven when the Holy Ghost came, wasn't it? And that sound had to do what? Engulf each person. So that now they possess that sound, those that have been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
And why did he say, a stranger, they ain't gone.
They will not
follow a stranger's voice, will they? Why? Because they know the sound of his voice. Do you think Peter would have walked out on the water if it wasn't? It could be a ghost standing on the water, but it sounded like Jesus. That sound was there. That come had a sound in it. It wasn't a regular come on, man. It wasn't a regular sound. It's a sound that authorize the authority of Jesus Christ in you. Do you get it? Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do you see it? Now, you can pretend all you wanted to people. You can pretend to me, but I ain't going to say nothing if you want to lie.
Tell it now.
You the one lying, not me. And I ain't not going to call you a liar, because then you want to sue me because I call you a liar. You see, I'm not going to call you a liar. I'll let you go right head on, and I'm going to say, Lord, it ain't there.
Yes,
all I'm going to say is, Lord, it ain't there.
Oh,
let me say this. Let me throw this in a little bit. This don't cost you nothing. Let me tell you, this don't cost you nothing. God gave you, you know, I forgot exactly where the scripture was. Okay, I'll tell you in a few minutes to come back to me. He told you to say, I am understanding. Okay? Now, you know, all the I am's about Jesus and God, right? Say, I am that I am, and I am. So that means that he has given you the authority to say, I am understanding.
Okay.
So when you say you are understanding, that means now he has given you the ability to understand your fellow man. He's given you the ability to watch and listen so that understanding will become a part of you, of that person, that you know how to deal with the person.
Come on.
I know you didn't get that. That was a lot of, that was a mouthful.
That's the God in you working.
Hello. I am understanding. Do you hear what I'm saying? Get to know. Why do you think he tell you in the New Testament? He say, what is, no, yeah, he's saying all you're getting, get an understanding. In other words, know your neighbor. Know them that labor among you. That means you can get some understanding about these people. So that you know how to deal with them, what to deal with them with, and what not to deal with them with. Now, they know I tell them that all the time.
Yes.
You don't understand them yet, long as you've been dealing with them.
Amen. You sure have.
When are you going to understand the fact that these people have certain ways?
Yep.
Everybody has got their own identity.
Yep.
You can't make them be who you want them to be. You want to make everybody be who you are. Everybody can't be you. Then he'd have made all y'all personality the same way. It's a, you know, I'm kind of glad he didn't make nobody else like me. Which, I take that back. There is another one somewhere like me. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to pay the price to be where you are. Nobody knows the price I paid and still paying. But you learn how to deal with every situation because you have been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. You know that you have it, so therefore he has taught you how to deal with every situation that come in your life. When I stopped crying that day, he told me, stop crying. Is there no king in you? Now, let me tell you one thing. When I found out there was a king in me, I don't have to allow you to have power over me anymore. I have to allow you to have me crying all the time. Time I'm like, oh, Lord. I don't have to do that. You don't like me? You have a problem. I don't have a problem because I like me.
Hallelujah.
Well, why allow that to be a problem? They cannot like you, whatever their reason are. And you said, but I don't understand. I said that so many years till I made my own self sick with saying.
Come on now. Come on.
Well, I just don't understand, God. Why is this happening to me? Why you let this? And I'm serving you with all our kids. Oh, Lord, why you do this, God? Oh, God, that ain't fair.
Yes, yes.
Now, I say, God, that ain't fair. And why you do it, God? But I never say I'm leaving you, God. I was not that dumb to say, I'm leaving. I ain't having you no more. I ain't going to say that. Because he still is the one to take care of me. I don't care even through the struggles, even through them awful things that was happening to me. He was still there. You know, and I know why I would sing this song all the time. He was there all the time. That was one of my favorite songs, and every time I opened my mouth just around there, that song and one other song I would sing out there, they say, oh, there she goes, singing that song again. People start saying little, you know, nasty things about it, undercover things, because that's the song that I love to sing. He was there all the time. You know, they didn't know what I was going through. Do you see what I'm saying? When people don't know what you're going through, they talk what they don't know. And they talk about you because you ain't telling them nothing. I never told them where I live. I never told them how much money I had. I never told them nothing. And I had to find out the devil was so mean and bad working on me all the time, I wouldn't even tell them when I was having nothing in my church. Because they would try to destroy it every time. So I never told them, I wouldn't even tell them my address. They didn't have to send me no money because I wouldn't give them my address because I know what they would do. And I say I still don't. People, you know, there's some devilish devils out there. And they don't like it because, like I preach like this, this is just me. This is the me that God built because I wasn't always like that. I try to preach what I think you like until he chastised me with that. I would try. Oh, I had a favorite pastor, and I loved that pastor, and I tried to preach like that pastor. God knows I tried. I was working on it, too. I'm going to tell you, I worked on it. But God got me one day by 4 o'clock in the morning, rebuked me, and told me to change my way of preaching. I say, but God, you know how we say, but God, like you want to, you know, deal with God, make a deal. Wasn't no making no deal. He said, change, you change. So everybody looked at me when I went to preach another time and I was preaching different. They had their eyes looking at one another. What's he doing? What's she doing? They, you know, they ain't say it to me, but they were just saying, you know. Only one person I told, I think it was one person I told, was Pastor Sharon, I think I told her. I say, God say, change my way of preaching. She said, what? I say, mm-hmm. And you know, Sharon ain't gonna say nothing. You know, whether she have opinion or not, she wasn't going to say anything anyway, because that's the way she is. But this was God. No more of that kind of preaching. No more crying. Are you still crying? Are you still having a pity party? All I did was have a pity party with myself. All I did was have a pity party with myself. You know? That's what I had. And let me tell you, I had to get rid of that pity part. I had to let it go. Huh? There's no room for it. I know it sounds cold, but everything is Jesus. One time. Huh? Somebody want to say something? Hello. Praise God. You're on there. Oh, hello. You're on there. Go ahead. Hello.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Porter. Good morning. Can you hear me, Apostle Porter?
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for what you're talking about this morning. A few moments ago, you was talking about the sound from heaven. And, you know, the interesting thing that has happened over the last 4 years, because there's been so much divisiveness in the country, but also in the body of Christ, that we have not allow ourselves to hear the sounds of God, but hear the sounds of what's going on in this country. And, you know, you just, as you was talking about, you know, the Lord told you to change your preaching. In John, the 16th chapter, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. In verse number 7, he said some great things in verse number 7. He said, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. The one thing that God showed me about this long time ago is most of the people in the body of Christ don't think it's an advantage that Jesus went away. Good God Almighty. But he said, it is an advantage to you that I go away. And then he went on to say, for if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby will not come to you. I'm about to do a teaching on one of my pastor friends, site, and I'm going to be talking about the function of the Godhead, because most people in the body of Christ do not understand the personage of the Godhead. Most people don't understand the function of the Father, the function of the Son, and the function of the Holy Spirit. But right here in John 16, Jesus is talking about the function of the Holy Spirit. So he said, he would not come, but if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit to you. And I want us to catch the end of this. To be in close fellowship with you. Good God Almighty, that seized my spirit. Oh. What happened to you, Apostle, is that you were in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and he changed you up. Good God Almighty. We need in the body of Christ, after this 4 years of divisiveness in this country, we need to be in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that he may comfort us, that he may help us, that he may be our advocate to the Father, that he may intercede for us, that he may counsel us, that he may strengthen us, and that he may stand by. I thank the Lord that there's been a change in the White House, but that don't change the position in the seat of God Almighty. God is my strength. God is my helper. And God is my standby. Yes, we're praying for the new administration to do a work. But that work can only come if God put his stamp of approval on it. And that's what I'm looking for. So I'm looking to be in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. All of y'all that want to shake the president's hand today, y'all shake his hand, but I want to shake the hand of the Holy Spirit today. I made up in my mind. I don't do resolutions, but I made up in my mind for 2021 because I was talking to God about it, and he led me to this scripture. He said, if you get in close fellowship of whom the one that I have sent back to you, then you'll be victorious in 2021 and not no other way.
That's right.
Everybody's waiting for the stimulus check. I'm waiting for the stimulus check from the Holy Ghost. That's the stimulus check I'm waiting for. The stimulus check of the Holy Ghost.
And only through
close fellowship with him shall we be changed, as you said about Romans. You threw Romans out there. See, people are not willing for their minds to be changed from what they've been listening to. We've been on the wrong frequency for the last 4 years in the body of Christ. Now God has fixed it that you got to find his channel again. And the only way you want to find the channel of God is through the Holy Ghost. And that's what Jesus is talking about. So it's to my advantage. Thank you, Jesus, for making it my advantage that you went back. I got the advantage. President Biden don't have the advantage. I got the advantage. And everyone in the body of Christ that wants this advantage, you better get back in tune with the Holy Spirit. If my people, he didn't say if my government, he said if my people. Good God Almighty. I don't want to give my message away from next week, but if my people, that was not to the government. That was not to the United States. Let me tell you something, Christians, brothers and sisters that's listening to this show. God gonna take care of this country because we're here. He's not gonna take care of this country because of Biden and Kamala. He's gonna take care of this country because of us. It's my people.
Go ahead.
Who
talk
are
about
called
it.
By my name would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven. Then you will get in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's what he's talking about. That we get back in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Lay your program up. Your program got interrupted in 2020 because of the pandemic. God interrupted everybody's church program. Whatever your heading was for January 1, 2020, the pandemic interrupted it.
Yes, the interruption.
That's a sports show that I look at. PTI. God did a PTI. Pardon the interruption. Yes. But I need my people to get back in close fellowship with the Holy Ghost. We've been running out looking for fellowship with everybody else. But God said my formula has not changed. I'm excited about it this morning. It is my advantage. It is the advantage of the body of Christ that Jesus was resurrected back to his Father, sat down to his right hand, and where all power has been given. And now he said, I'm sending you the power back.
All right.
So that you can be in fellowship, so he can help you, so he can comfort you, so he can advocate for you on your behalf. Watch this. When you don't know what to pray for, hello, church. The Holy Ghost will advocate for us. He will intercede for us. And then watch this caveat. Then he'll turn around after all of that because he has to go back and get his orders from the Father and the Son. And then he'll come back and say, now, look, God heard what you said, but he needs you to scratch your agenda for a minute and let me counsel you on where you need to go from here. And if you let me counsel you, then I will strengthen you. And while I strengthen you, I'm going to put you on standby. So we need to get back in close fellowship with the Holy Ghost. That's what the scripture says at the end of John 16:7. To be in close fellowship with you.
Yeah. That's it.
So when we get back in close fellowship with the Holy Ghost, we will have the victories that we are supposed to have in 2021. This is not God's first pandemic, and it's not going to be God's last pandemic. It's somebody else's first pandemic. I know it's my first pandemic, but guess what? I got the advantage because of the day of Pentecost. I got the advantage in the name of Jesus. I'm done, Apostle. I'm done. God bless you.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, the line is on fire. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be. Amen, amen. We thank God for that word today. I tell you, when she said no more, it was no more. We thank God for the moving of the Holy Spirit today. And I trust that you wrote down all those R's that she was talking about. If not, go back and listen to the broadcast again and write down those R's. I tell you, that was some awesome word. Share it with a friend today. You can always go to our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and click on that link and share it. Share it on your page. Send it in Messenger. Copy the link. Text it to someone. I tell you, some awesome word coming forward. If you only open your heart and open your ears and hear that sound, that is coming forth. I tell you, there's plenty of songs coming forth now. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell a friend and tune in tomorrow to hear some more awesome word coming forth today. You would like to send a donation to keep this broadcast on air. You know, just bless the woman of God. You can do so for those that have Zelle. You can do Logion, I-N-T, at gmail.com. That's Logion, I-N-T, at gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify what your donation is for in notes. Or you can also mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So don't forget now, tell a friend and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
My way, and often I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.